You're listening to KNX In Depth with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
Reminder, after news and traffic at the bottom of the hour, more on the priest sex scandal, the latest out of Pennsylvania, and reaction across the country.
Right now, though, a new study shows Los Angeles roads are costing drivers thousands of dollars per year. With us now is Rocky Moretti. He is the director of policy and research with TRIP, which is a nonprofit transportation research organization. How much money are we spending, drivers?
We estimate that the average driver in the Los Angeles metro area is spending an additional $2,995 annually in the cost of driving on rough roads, which is beating up their vehicles, congested roads, which are causing them delays, and also roads that don't always have the adequate safety features.
Okay, that feels like a lot. How'd you get to the number?
The numbers, there's three components. One is $921 is the cost of driving on rough roads. A variety of studies have shown that as pavements get rougher, as you have more potholes, vehicles are getting beat up. Quite simply, they're wearing out that much more quickly, which is where most of the significant costs come from. But there's more routine maintenance. You use additional fuel and additional tire wear. The safety cost of around $300 is just looking at the economic consequences of serious fatal crashes, and looking at a third of that cost, because we think in about a third of those crashes, roadway safety features were a contributing factor. And the final cost, over $1,700 per motorist, is the value of the lost time. We estimate the average Los Angeles area driver spends an extra 82 hours annually stuck in traffic. That's a lot of time not getting home at night or not getting to work on time, or businesses not being able to deliver their products.
Now, by the way, this study, is it just of the city of Los Angeles, the county?
It's for the whole metro region, so that would include Orange County. It's the municipalities and its surrounding suburbs.
Okay, any places worse than others within that area?
The only area that really rivaled the Los Angeles metro area was the San Francisco-Oakland area.
Who won? Who's worse?
Actually, Los Angeles nosed out the Bay Area by $3.
Go team, okay. How
about getting money back? Did your study look at how successful it is for people to try to recoup their losses from the city or the county?
Really, what we are conscious of in California is certainly these deteriorated conditions did not happen overnight, and we've done reports for a number of years pointing out the need for additional investment. Now, most of this data is from 2016, which is the latest data that's available across the state in these areas. Last year, of course, the state moved forward with a significant increase in funding at really for state and locally maintained highways, public transit, bicycle and pedestrian facilities. We don't have data yet that will let us see how that starts to reduce the cost, but it seems intuitive that when you start to improve the transportation system, make repairs, and make it more efficient, that these costs would go down.
Well, on that note, we do have a fight over the gas tax. Is this a pro-gas tax study, or do you do this thing every year?
TRIP doesn't take positions. This is a decision that Californians have to make. But we certainly think this is important information that the public needs to realize, that certainly there is a cost to investing adequately in your transportation system. But to the individual, there's also a very significant cost to not making those improvements.
Is there any bright spot?
Well, again, you know, as we go across the country,
I mean here. Forget about the country. Is there any bright spot here?
Well, we're seeing increased vehicle travel, increased economic activity, and while that's putting more of a pounding on the transportation system, it reflects that the growth in the area can support making the investments that are adequate. But again, you have to be willing to make those improvements.
It doesn't seem too bright. I mean, if there was a pothole outside of my house, they fixed that. So there's your bright spot.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I'm totally saved now. Question, you know, the terrible bridge collapse in Italy. Did you take a look at how the bridges are doing, or are these just surface streets and highways? I mean, because it came into perspective yesterday that infrastructure, and we have the arguments over it and we all complain about it. But I mean, this is a life and safety thing, too, when it comes down to it.
Absolutely. You know, throughout California and the country, every bridge has to be inspected every 2 years. And generally speaking, Caltrans has been able to keep bridges open without the serious catastrophe and tragedy that we saw in Italy. That said, over half of the bridges in California are more than 50 years old. That's the eighth highest rating or share in the country. And so the challenge becomes as these heavily traveled older bridges move into the second half of a century, keeping them in a state of good repair becomes that much more costly. Of course, California also has a challenge with making sure bridges can withstand earthquakes, and bridges in the state have been retrofitted, but we still have both a significant number of structurally deficient bridges in the state, over 1,600, and nearly 200 in the Los Angeles area, and most of those bridges remain open because the engineers have decided that while repairs need to be made, the bridges can still carry traffic, although sometimes restricting them to lighter weight vehicles. But yeah, there is a huge challenge in California where you are so reliant on these very old, heavily traveled bridges. And let's not kid ourselves, we can keep those bridges open as long as possible, but it's at some time they're going to need significant either repairs or replacement.
It's Rocky Moretti, director of the policy and research with TRIP. It's a nonprofit transportation research organization.